First person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. David Hara had a fun job in corporate America. There may be a few sensitive sound bites that are an actual impersonation of an American music legend.
I worked 15 years for IBM, and the strangest assignment they ever gave me was to spend the day with Mr. Brown, Mr. James Brown. My job involved the IBM sales recognition events. We rewrote James Brown's hit song Living in America into Working in America with new IBM words. Mr. Brown was booked to spend the day in a New York recording studio singing and lip-syncing for a video. My job was to make sure everything went smoothly. In his autobiography, Mr. Brown writes that people who respect him call him Mr. Brown, that calling him James was racist. So I began and stuck with Mr. Brown until mid-afternoon when he told me to please call him James. He called me Dave from the get-go. Upon my arrival, I was cornered separately by several women colleagues, each with the same message, "Don't leave me alone with him." For the rest of the day, when Mr. Brown would suggest, "I want to be alone with Betty," or Caroline, or Andy, I needed to move him back to his other favorite topic, himself. "Mr. Brown, in Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, you rhyme the word potato with the word alligator. What inspired you to do this?" He knew I was distracting him, accusing me lightheartedly, "Dave, you must be my competition." I'd respond, "Oh, Mr. Brown, you have no competition." At the end of the day, Mr. Brown signed 8x10 photos for us. Mine said, "To David, my competition, James Brown."
David Hara is now retired from working in corporate America. For First Person Singular, I'm Lori Korn.